Don't blow your fingers off. That is a frequent warning issued by parents this week, and even by others, usually in jest, as fireworks are being detonated. Yet, it is a legitimate concern, as every first week of July, there are numerous accidents with explosives that seem so harmless. Granted, most of the hurt is minor, as a firecracker explodes in one's hand, but serious wounds are also always reported. Before, we have expressed sarcasm about fireworks, and while that feeling still exists, we'll forgo it to appropriate. Before, we have expressed sarcasm about fireworks, and while that feeling still exists, we'll forgo it to appreciate how excitement gets so high for so many this season. It is a memorable time for us, too, as in our adolescent days, we operated a fireworks stand in the front window of Buckman's Grocery. Our job for the first 3 days of July was to sell fireworks, with profits going to our savings account. Pay was high for the effort, with triple the return on our $25 investment. Every item was sold, so we didn't even have any for ourselves unless we happened to slip something away in the drawer that Mom didn't know about. The whole year depends on just a few days for many fireworks distributors. While they do special shows year-round, if it rains during the 4th of July week, their annual profits are sharply dampened. Weathermen predict hot times for hot business this time. As one of our long-gone cowboy friends would say, that's all fine and dandy. But how many of the celebrators remember what they're celebrating? The 4th of July is really Independence Day, a federal holiday in the United States commemorating the adoption of the Declaration of Independence on July 4th, 1776, declaring independence from the Kingdom of Great Britain. It is a celebration of our freedom, which so many quite readily forget. Let us at least reflect how fortunate we are to have that precious freedom, as we also save our fingers from a firecracker. Reminded of 2 Corinthians 11:12, I am determined to maintain this independence. Likewise, Galatians 5:13, we are called to freedom through love to serve one another. Hallelujah.